It is Tuesday morning, and we thank the Bedford Furniture Galleries for being with us this morning. They're on the north side of the square in downtown Bedford. They've been helping people turn their houses into beautiful, comfortable homes for over 107 years, thanks to the Bedford Furniture Galleries. It is Tuesday, and we check in with the city council, and our good friend is the parliamentarian Tim Mayer. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, thank you. And thank you for the nice weather forecast.
Oh, today's going to be great. If you liked,
boy, I'm enjoying it.
If you liked yesterday, we're going to have, it's just going to be all sunshine today. Yesterday, those clouds rolled in the afternoon. I was outside doing a little yard work. Got a little cool there and some shade.
Yeah.
It was not very June-like, but we'll never argue with a few spring days in the summer because we know how warm it's going to get after we get past the 4th of July. And I have to keep reminding people. People ask, I saw somebody yesterday that listens to the program said, why do you keep telling people our 4th of July parade's on the 4th of July? And I said, well, look at, go if you read a newspaper or watch the news, there are people that have 100 events lined up this weekend.
Yeah.
That is not the 4th of July. So I'm trying to keep the voice of reason reasonable here because our parade is on the 4th.
There you go.
And it's a simple connection. Now, I have to ask you the question I'm going to pose to everybody this week. Are you taking both weekends as 4th of July weekends, or do you go before? Do you go after? How do you fit it into a busy parliamentarian schedule?
Oh, I think I'm just going to treat it like a day like any other day, I guess, at this point. We don't have any plans to travel anywhere, so we'll just be around and, you know.
I have a feeling that Monday is going to be very quiet in most quarters here on the 3rd.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Now, last time we spoke to you, you were getting ready for a meeting. And give us a recap for people like myself who might have been out of town last weekend late last week. Summer vacations happened. That's why we love having you on to recap what we might have missed.
So we actually had four pieces of legislation. One was to transfer some property, city-owned property, to developer for affordable housing. It's the mayor's initiative. It's on South Rogers, where Lockport Road and South Rogers come together. It's a little parcel of land there. I believe it's going to be 12 affordable living units that will be built there.
And that will butt up to the park on the west entrance.
That's
as well.
Correct. It's part of it's all part of the land that the city has been purchasing for building out the park.
Yeah. Right. The Switchyard Park.
Switchyard Park. That's what I'm searching for. council approved that without any not a lot of discussion. And then we moved on to changing the zoning maps from single-family residential to light industrial for an area over on West Fountain Drive off of 11th Street. It's on the west side. They want to put up a trades building. And so that went through council with pretty much ease. And then we moved on to what are being called pocket neighborhoods. That's to do smaller houses using sharing common space. And the council had good discussion on that. And that received the DuPass recommendation of 8-6-1-1. So we had eight council members there on last week. One member was missing, so. And then we got into the accessory dwelling units, and that took a longer time, and we didn't come to a workable solution.
That wasn't a surprise, though, going into that, right? Because everybody wanted a little bit more information on just what that involves.
So. Yeah, and we did have good public discussion, and there is some discussion that we may actually postpone that till after our recess, which will start after the end of tomorrow night's meeting. So,
and the point of postponing it is to get that extra information, to get the details,
yes.
Or to have...
Yes.
Because
yes.
What you guys talked about last Wednesday, was that something that was shaped into policy, or was this more of a talking it out, what we're gonna do down the road?
Well, I think there was a lot of discussion about the way to go, and there was an amendment that basically would change the way a person wanting to build an accessory dwelling unit would be that they would have to do it by conditional use, which would mean they'd have to go through the Board of Zoning Appeal to receive the opportunity to do that. The administration is suggesting that it be a build by right, which basically the property owner would go in, be issued a building permit, and be on their way. my concern with that approach is that it does not really give adjacent property owners a place to express their concerns or their support for accessory dwelling unit.
Very fair.
And just so we're clear, accessory dwelling unit can be an attachment to a home or the modification of a home. So let's say, you know, build out a basement room or add something over a garage or convert a garage, or it can be a standalone freestanding unit. So
is the apprehension to this moving forward on what do you do with when the homeowner moves? What is that?
I think that's one of the main concerns.
Because you don't want to turn these all into, what's the word I'm looking for? You don't want to turn these all into apartments or extra landlords, right?
That's correct.
But who would monitor who is, quote unquote, living in that granny flat? What if it wasn't granny?
Well, the city staff has put together a procedure, and basically it would be that they would track it on an annual basis. So, but then the question comes, do they have the necessary staff to do so?
Sure. Well, that means it's permit time, baby.
You know, how long does that go out into the future? And so there's a lot of issues that I think people are still searching for answers for.
Can I ask you a silly question?
No.
Because I have to get my one a weekend. What are people doing now without that being regulated, or are they just doing it? They just go get a building permit. Is this kind of to regulate the industry, for lack of a better phrase?
Well, that's a good question, and
so it wasn't silly.
In terms of standalone units, I think that would be very difficult to do, because you know it'd be very visible and neighbors would know about it. But if somebody converted a basement into a granny flat, you know, for a failing parent or a retiring couple or whatever.
The reason I thought of that was because we've had so many discussions about Airbnb and things like that. It kind of, I know it doesn't fall under the same umbrella, but it seems similar in that that somebody's living in that dwelling.
That's true, and I think that was a good concern that was brought up by one of the public when they spoke about it. Was, you know, what happens if it is converted into an Airbnb, which is more transient, you get more turnover, you know. So so there are still a lot of open-ended questions regarding the accessory dwelling units. And
Now we can see why it's being tabled or moved perhaps to later.
Yeah, maybe. I know council members are working on amendments, and maybe they'll be sufficient to get it through tomorrow night. But at this point, it's still an open-ended question for me and others on the council.
And I think that's fair. You don't want to rush and put this stuff in because it's hard to change, isn't it?
It is hard to change once there. Now, what this administration is proposing is to allow 30 permits only. So that would allow 30 permits, and then they would evaluate whether it
was that highest bidder. How do you auction those off? How does that work?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what you're gonna hear tomorrow
night. Question, see?
Boy, that's why I love having you on. Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. We have him almost every Tuesday, at least for most of the year, before he takes the council's summer hiatus, and who can blame him? I'm listening to this heavy lifting that's going on here. Tomorrow night's meeting starts at what time?
6:30 in the council chambers. It is a regular session, which means the public will have an opportunity to talk on issues not on our agenda before the meeting, and of course they're always invited to attend and talk about the issues on our agenda. So
can you be called to a special session this summer if you guys are out? Does that happen?
I'm sorry, say it again.
When you guys are on your hiatus this summer, can you be called to a special session if anything needs immediate attention? Does that work that way?
Well, if something critical, the mayor or the council could call for an executive session, I believe.
But that's not very common.
I mean, that would be extraordinary. But,
okay.
Special session, they have to be advertised, and as 48 hours, I believe, before you could actually have the meeting. So it'd have to be an advertised public meeting. You'd have to have sufficient numbers of members to be able to attend. So you'd need a minimum of five So, if, you know, if everybody went to Hawaii, you couldn't do it. But.
No. Can you video conf? Can we Skype everybody in, FaceTime everybody in for all?
No.
That doesn't work that way.
No.
Not now, but it will.
You need physical presence.
It will in the future at some point.
Right.
We know that. Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. The city councilman checks in with us Tuesday mornings to get us ready for Wednesday's meeting and to recap past meetings. Anything else I'm missing? I feel like that I don't want to – I feel like
– Well, we're, you know, winding down this legislation that we'll work on tomorrow night will be all the legislation we have until we come back from our recess. And the recess will actually start sometime after, after tomorrow night's meeting, we'll start our recess. And we will not come together in a public meeting. Well, yeah, we will not come together until July 28th, which is a council staff work session. So. That is a Friday noon meeting, and that'll be the first time we come back together after tomorrow night's meeting. And then the first meeting of the after that will be on I'm looking here August 9th.
Okay.
Wednesday, August 9th.
Hey, first day of school, boy, that'll be the official end of summer with a thud.
And at that meeting, the comprehensive plan. As you probably saw in today's paper,
yes, I was going to ask you about that next.
Passed on from the Planning Commission, now it'll go on to the City Council. So at the August 9th meeting, the Council will set a schedule for their deliberations of the comprehensive plan. And typically what will happen is we're discussing doing a meeting not on a Council evening. So and I think Tuesday is the day that most people can attend. We will start on a given date on a Tuesday, if that's the day we choose, and we will basically start a discussion with time limits. So we'll meet for, say, an hour and a half. We will not adjourn that meeting. We'll just continue that meeting on until we finish the work. So that's the way we did it the last time around.
So that gives you plenty of time to get your ducks in order, essentially the whole month of July.
Because
you have budget things to worry about too, correct?
Yes, and those are coming up. Those will be 6 o'clock in the evening meetings starting on Monday, August 14th, and through August 17th, Thursday. So 4 nights at 6 o'clock. That's the budget discussion. And then we will have a special committee the whole meeting on September 27th and a special session on October 11th to actually finish the budget. So we'll have a committee the whole meeting on the 27th where we'll discuss the budget again and do final adjustments to it, and then approve the budget on Wednesday, October 11th.
So it sounds like you deserve this break. You're going to be busy when you get back.
Yeah, there's a lot of work, and don't forget we passed some of the legislation that we didn't want to deal with. So, for example, bicycles on sidewalks, that'll come forward again. Possibly the accessory dwelling units will come forward again if it gets postponed.
So. Yeah, how do we prioritize all those, Tim? Where's the order of importance on all that?
Well, I think the transportation issue, which includes the bicycles on sidewalk issue, that is already on that agenda. I do not know where the accessory dwelling units would go at this point in time.
Gotcha.
That would be set by council president and staff on the agenda. So that pretty much is where we are right now.
That's going to be a very busy August when you come back, and well, that's the next time we'll catch up with you then after your – well, maybe we'll get caught up with you in later July when you pop back for a meeting. We'll see how that works out. Tomorrow night is Wednesday. Council Chambers is ready to go. What time is showtime?
6:30
p.m. Good seats are still available, and should be a pretty solid meeting tomorrow night, I would think.
I think so. Yeah, and I think the first three issues will probably go fairly quickly, but the accessory dwelling units will probably take more time. Even if we forward it on to another meeting, there will be, I'm sure, lively discussion.
There should be.
We did have good discussion last week. The public added a lot of insight into their concerns. So I think it's good. It's healthy.
That's how the system should work. You're exactly right.
Exactly.
We don't have to agree, but everybody needs to have their voices heard.
That's right.
And we can go from there. All right, great job. If you are having big 4th of July plans, please enjoy them. Enjoy your holiday celebrating the big birthday. Number 241.
I think I'll roll out the grill in the backyard and just sit around and watch the birds.
There you go. Don't forget, it's Keith's birthday. He's not with us today, but Keith is a July 4th baby. So have a
is that right?
Stick an extra candle on the cake there. That'll make it 242. Boy, that's a lot.
We'll do it. Happy 4th.
All right, thanks, Tim. We appreciate your time as always. Yeah.